Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carcass!
Oh, my Jess, look at that pile of bills that I've got here. Better start for to check some of them over. Jess, look at this meat bill here. 50 pounds of meat. $1.10 a pound is be $55. You manage that $55 for 50 pounds of meat. Oh, my. When I first started in business 20 years ago, wasn't a man alive strong enough to live $55 worth of meat? Now I know what they mean when they say fancy dress beef. What they're getting today, they sure could afford to dress up that beef fancy. These prices, they could put a mink coat on every cow. Well, that's life, I guess. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya.
Just going over the bills, Betty.
Oh, aren't the prices of food terrible, Parky?
Oh, my.
What's it all going to lead to?
It's going to lead to me eating all of my meals home. Even I couldn't afford to eat here, and I get the stuff wholesale, you know.
Food prices sure aren't what they used to be, are they, Parky?
Yeah, they sure don't. You know, Betty, years ago I used to serve a family dinner for 35 cents. Oh, my. People would come in here and eat up a whole family. I mean, a whole family would come in here and eat all they want for 35 cents.
Well, Parky, you certainly can't get a meal today for 35 cents.
Hey, well, Betty, you couldn't buy nothing today for 35 cents. Today, nobody even starts counting money till it hits $4. Yeah, sure looks what they got infiltration, don't you think so?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, money has done mean nothing now. Yesterday, I was walking down the street, I saw a little kid, oh, must have been 9, 10 years old. He stooped over, he picked up a dollar bill out of the gutter, and he threw it right back down again. I said, what's the idea? He said, I thought it was a five.
I know, Parky. I remember when I was a little girl, I used to get 5 cents a week, and boy, that nickel sure looked big to me.
Yeah, the nickel is a lot of money in those days, Betty. You know, when I arrived in this country 28 years ago, I had 61 cents in my pocket.
Wow.
I'll never forget it. I had three coins, a penny, a dime, and a half a dollar. I spent the dime and penny for something to eat, you know. And then with the half a dollar, I was going to buy a new suit or something, but I decided, no, I would keep that half a dollar for my lucky coin. And I kept it ever since. I never would be without it. Betty, if I would ever lose that lucky coin, I would die. You know that? I always carry it right here in my pocket. Yes, sir. Say, Betty. Betty!
What is it, Parky?
I'm dying. I lost my lucky coin. Where's my lucky coin? I'm afraid for to take one step without I don't got that coin. Betty, this means my whole luck is going for to change now.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Parky. Your luck isn't going to change.
How do you mean it's one change? It changed already, didn't it? I lost my lucky coin. Call up the newspapers. Put in an ad. Offer $500 reward for the return of that coin.
$500 reward for the return of half a dollar?
Make it $100.
$100?
Make it $10, yes.
$10.
Look, just say loser will accept the coin if finder will pay for this ad. No, Betty, I'm serious. You better watch out for the place. I better go home now and go right to bed.
Go to bed?
Yeah, I'm afraid for to move around without that lucky coin. I know if I don't got that with me, something awful has got for to happen to me.
Hello, Mr. Parkycock.
Hello.
I'm the accountant over at the place that sells you your bakery goods.
Yes?
Yes, we've checked over your account, and there's a matter of $116.
$116?
That's right.
Oh, my, it sure don't take long for my hard luck for to get started, does it? Look, mister, I don't know nothing about no $116 with you and your bakery.
Oh, well, this goes way back to 1945.
1945? That's 3 years ago, and that you come in now and tell me about it? My, everything was going along so hunky-dory till I had for to go and lose my lucky coin. You see that, Betty, how my luck is starting for the change? All of a sudden, after 3 years, I found out now I owe the bakery $116.
Oh, no. You don't owe us. We owe you.
You owe me?
Yes. So here's our check for $116. We're sorry we made the mistake. Well, goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye.
Well, oh, Mr. Superstitious, things aren't so bad after all, are they? I mean, even though you lost your lucky coin.
Betty, when you say a thing like that, say it softly. You can't tell who's listening.
Parky, I told you you'd live without it. See, that's pretty good. You lose your lucky coin, and the first thing that happens to you, a man brings you a check for $116 on a mistake that was made 3 years ago. You know, I'd sure call that pretty good luck.
How you mean pretty good luck? Why, he only brought me $116, Donnie. Why, if I only had my lucky coin, he might have given me $1,000. Oh, my, I sure get all the thought breaks.
To walk and talk with you in the moonlight, to share a kiss for each star in the sky, to know you care for me only. Those things money can't buy. To have a one-way ticket to heaven, upon the wings of our dreams we can fly. To know I'll never, never be lonely. Those things money can't buy. To have a perfect understanding is worth its weight in gold. But dear, a perfect understanding you can't buy, you know why it ain't sold. To have and hold you forever. To know our love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those things money can't buy. To walk and talk with you when the moon is shining high in the sky. Upon the wings of our dreams we can fly. To know I'll never, never be lonely. Those things money can't buy. To have a perfect understanding is worth its weight in gold. But dear, a perfect understanding you can't buy. You know why? You'll know the harbor's not for sale, so don't try. To have and hold you forever. To know our love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those are the things money can't buy. That
was Betty Rose, our lovely recording star, singing her latest and very popular Victor release, Those Things Money Can't Buy. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Listen to this word, polio. A frightening word, and it should be, because today in hospitals everywhere, little victims of the 1946 polio epidemics are still struggling to walk and to play again. Infantile paralysis is increasing. 80,000 victims in the last 5 years. To treat these victims, to prevent tragic crippling, takes more money than ever before. It's something you've got to afford to protect your children. Every needy polio victim gets help from the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, but only if you join the March of Dimes. Treatment costs are rising and the need is urgent. However, the future looks bright. Most little victims of infantile paralysis can walk again if they get proper treatment. Most of these victims depend upon the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to make that treatment available. And the National Foundation depends on you, on your support of the March of Dimes. Polio will continue to cripple little children until this virus is conquered. So do your part by joining the March of Dimes today. Send your dimes and your dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. Give generously. Join the March of Dimes.
Parkey, will you please stop rooting about losing that lucky coin of yours?
Oh, Betty, I depended so much on that coin to protect me. I mean, I felt so safe with it, and now it has lost. I just know that something terrible is going to happen to me. I don't know. I feel just like a ship without its mother. I'm just lost. That's what I mean. Look at that. Just broke another coffee cup. Boy, what hard luck. If I only had my lucky coin, that'd just be the second coffee cup that I broke today.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Yes. You had your lucky coin yesterday, and you broke 4 cups.
Well, that was done because I was unlucky. That was because I was nervous.
Well, you're nervous now.
I am not.
Then why are you handshaking?
Because I happen to have good rhythm. That's why, yes.
Oh, Parkey, here comes your little lady friend from the sewing circle.
Oh, yes.
You know, Parkey, I really think she's falling in love with you.
See? You see, Betty, how unlucky I am.
You'd better go over and talk to her, Parky.
Yeah, okay. Oh, hello. Come right in. Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
Say, did my sister come in here this morning?
Your sister?
Yes. She's a tall lady with glasses and an umbrella, and her name is Mrs. Montgomery.
Mrs. Montgomery? I don't think she was in here this morning.
Why, it would be impossible for her to be in here today. You see, she lives way up in Canada, and she's never been out to California.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why she wasn't in here this morning.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Yes.
And if I were you, I'd just run along and do what I had to do. Mm. I wouldn't wait for her. Mm. She's so undependable.
She is.
Yes. And I'm sure if you met her, you wouldn't like her at all.
I wouldn't.
She's awfully strange.
She is strange. Oh, my, if I only had my lucky coin. Never mind.
But you old devil, you. Now you got me curious.
Yes?
Why are you so anxious to meet my sister?
Me? Why, I'm anxious. I'm not anxious to meet your sister. I mean, I met you, and honestly, you are enough.
I am?
Yes.
Why, you little old wolf, you. I've got a good mind to come right over there and give you a great big kiss. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, but before you kiss me, would you mind if I would whisper two words?
What two words?
Betty, Betty!
Oh! Oh, don't call her. We don't need company.
Yeah, I don't want company. I want witnesses, you see.
Well, what I really came in here for was to bring you some wonderful news.
Oh, you did?
I found out about it 3 weeks ago, so I rushed right over here to tell you.
Yes. Well, I'm sure glad, but you didn't lose no time. What is the good news?
Bill, do you remember last month I sold you a raffle ticket for 10 cents?
Yes, I do.
Well, you won second prize in the raffle.
Second prize, huh? Well, of all the hard luck what anybody's ever got.
Hard luck? Why, we sold over 30,000 tickets and you were one of the winners. You don't call that hard luck, do you?
Well, sure it's be hard luck. I won the second prize, don't I? If I had my good luck, I would have won the first prize. Well, what was the second prize?
I just left it out in your kitchen.
Yes?
It's a beautiful, live, 35-pound turkey.
You mean I only won a teensy-weensy 35-pound turkey?
Yes. And they appointed me a committee of one to bring the turkey over here to you.
Yes.
And I felt so honored that I went out and bought myself a new hat and a new leash.
A new leash?
Yes, for the turkey.
Oh.
It was an awful job, but I put the leash around the turkey's neck and I walked down Main Street with him.
Yes.
And everybody was just gaping at me.
They was, eh?
Yes. The way those people stared, you'd think they never saw a woman with a new hat before. Bill, I've got to be running along. Good day.
Good day. Oh, my. I wonder if anybody's as unlucky as I am. I don't know. I just feel unlucky all over. I'm so unlucky. If I was in a big department store and all of a sudden all the lights went out, I would be in the piano department. Oh, my, and this is not going to help my luck either. Here comes that faker, Orville Sharp.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parky Cackus, and my correction.
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct.
I ain't seen you for a whole week. I thought I'd come in and say hello to you.
I know.
I've been up in the mountains, you know.
The mountains? Well, what mountains?
On the Roxy's Mountains.
Roxy's Mountains?
Yes, sir.
Well, where's the Roxy's Mountains?
It's up in the High Sierras.
The High Sierras?
Yeah, yeah. They're right next to the Kitskill Mountains. Ever heard of the Kitskill Mountains?
The Kitskill Mountains?
Yeah.
You got me a peach pipe?
Peach pipe?
Yes.
No, no. Peaks Pike is in the Appalachian Mountains.
Well, look, Mr. Sharp, right now don't be interested in the mountains. I said I had a half a dollar and I lost it. I feel like killing myself.
Oh, no, Mr. Pakiakakis. I am surprised that you're talking like that.
Well, I...
Killing yourself for a half dollar. Why, your life is worth more than a half a dollar.
It is?
Why, sir, just looking at you, I'd say your life is worth about 75, 80 cents.
No. You don't understand, Mr. Sharp. That half a dollar was being my lucky coin, you see.
Oh, your lucky coin, yes. Hey, I didn't know that you were stupid in stitches.
I am stupid in stitches?
Yeah. Certainly, you know. I mean, having a lucky coin, all that kind of stuff. Suppose you carry a rabbit's foot, too.
A rabbit's foot? No, I don't.
Well, then I'd like to sell you one. Just happen to have an extra one in my pocket. See? Yeah. And, brother, now I want you to know this foot comes off a very lucky rabbit, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Tell you how lucky he was.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't get him the first shot. I had to shoot him six times before I got
him. Yeah, he sure was lucky, all right. Yes. I don't think I want a rabbit's foot.
No. Well, look, if you want a good lucky piece, yes. How's about me selling you a nice four-leaf cauliflower?
Four-leaf cauliflower? Is that supposed for to be lucky?
Are you kidding? I sold one of these lucky cauliflowers to Maxie Rosenblum 20 years ago.
Yes?
He likes them so much that he's still wearing them on both ears.
Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I want to wear no four-leaf cauliflowers on my ears.
No?
That'd be the craziest thing that I never heard of in my whole life.
Anyway, sure, it's crazy. I'm just trying to show you how silly you are being stupid in stitches.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sir, I'm sure glad I'm not stupid in stitches. Yeah. Knock wood.
You're not, yeah.
Just go through my life, let whatever happen, happen.
Yes.
Ain't got nothing to worry about. No way?
Why?
Because I know how to protect it myself.
You know how to protect it yourself?
See, when I go to sleep at night,
yes.
Never throw my hat on a bed.
No.
When I get up in the morning, never whistle before breakfast.
Yes.
Then when I go in the kitchen, before I sit down, I walk around a chair three times.
Yes.
And if it's a full moon, I eat standing up, of course. And then if I should happen to drop a fork, don't worry about it.
You don't.
Just spill a little salt over my shoulder.
I see.
See, in that way, I handle a thing intelligently.
Yes. Look, Mr. Chap, why don't you cut out all this crazy talk? I'm really crazy. We got me all mixed up.
Why not, brother?
I'm worried about my lucky coin, that's why. You come in with
all that. Well, it doesn't matter whether you get your lucky coin or not.
Well, no, but
this still happens to be your lucky day.
It is?
Uh-huh. It's what I really came in to tell you.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I am going to give you a chance today to make a lot of money for yourself.
Yeah, how?
Why, I am going to send you a big, beautiful, brand new 1948 electric refrigerator for only
$13. Going to sell me a refrigerator for $13?
Oh, wait a minute. $13. It's an unlucky number, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Let's make it $14.
I know, but you're going to sell me even $14. There must be a catch to this.
No, you're wrong. There's no catch at all. You just give me the $14, and, brother, you can have that refrigerator right away.
Okay, here's your $14.
Thank you, and here is your refrigerator.
Yes, thank you. Wait a minute.
What?
What do you mean that's my refrigerator? You just handed me a book here. 1,001 answers to 1,001 questions.
That's right, my friend, that's right. All that you got to do is just learn that whole book by heart.
Learn the whole book by heart?
Uh-huh, sure. Then when you know all them answers, you just go on any radio quiz program, and you got to win a refrigerator.
But supposing I don't win a refrigerator.
Oh, then you can hit me in the face with a wash rag and call me clean for a day.
Oh, my.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Goodbye.
Here's Harry Zimmerman in his 19 short orders playing Farewell Blues. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. Our peacetime Navy is the world's most powerful fleet. Men are needed now to man the peacetime Navy. The Navy offers greater opportunities and advantages than ever before in its history to a young man who wants to serve his country and at the same time build a happy, successful future. The U.S. Navy offers complete technical training in radio, aviation, electronics, diesel engines, many other well-paid trades at absolutely no cost. There is, too, an opportunity to attend the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis or to become commissioned officers in the Navy through the Naval Reserve Officers Training Course. Don't forget that aside from the regular Navy pay, all food, rent, education, travel, and entertainment expenses are provided absolutely free. And while others have only a lifetime of hard work to look forward to, retirement comes early in the Navy with a monthly income for life. For those who are interested in sports, the Navy provides an extensive athletic program comprised of all sporting activities. But most important, an opportunity for association with the finest group of men in the world. So men, let's go Navy. Consult your local Navy recruiting station for further details.
Oh, Mike. I wonder if everybody is be as unlucky as I am. Ah, what I wouldn't give for to find my lucky coin. Oh, I better wait on this man. Yes, sir. What do you want for the eat?
Well, I'll have a ham sandwich, a glass of milk.
Ham sandwich and a glass of milk. And I'm glad that you didn't order anything hot, you know. Because with my luck, I would be sure and burn myself, you see.
Yeah. And on the ham sandwich, will you cut the bread thin and trim all the crusts off, then put a little mayonnaise on one side and butter on the other, then toast the bread very lightly, then put in just one thin leaf of lettuce, and be sure you cut all the fat off the ham. No mustard.
What kind of a cow would you like the milk to come from?
What do you know? You mean you got different kinds of cows?
No, no. I really don't. You're just making a joke.
Oh, yes. You're just making a joke about my being such a finicky eater, huh?
Yes.
Well, don't mind me. Yes. See, I happen to have a very nervous stomach.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The minute Santa Anita opens up and the horses start running, the butterflies move right in.
You bet on horses?
Well, once in a while. I happen to own 6 horses.
You do?
Yeah, I got one of them running in the second race today.
Yes.
He's going to win, too.
Yes.
Oh, it's a cinch. Can't lose. Mm-hmm. This is the surest thing that ever happened on a racetrack.
Indeed. You know something, if I wasn't so unlucky, maybe I'd place a little bet myself on him, but with my luck, I'm sure I'm going to bet on any horse.
Oh, well, this isn't a matter of luck. This horse is ready today.
Yes.
He's going to win it, and he'll pay a terrific price.
Yeah.
He should go off 50 to 1.
50 to 1?
Yeah.
Say, maybe I could close my eyes and make a small bet on him, huh? Yeah, I think I'll bet
$10.
$10? Yeah, 5 to win and 5 to lose. Yes. No, no, if you would be so sure about it, I'll bet the whole $10 to win.
No, I wouldn't let you bet $10 on my horse. Most I'd let you bet is
$2. $2?
Sure, I own the horse, and even though I know he's the best nag in that race and can't lose it,
yes,
that's all I'd ever let anybody bet on it.
Oh, well, if you say so, then I'll bet only $2.
Now, if you'd like me to, I'll be glad to call up my man and place the bet for you.
Say, that sure would appreciate that very much, because, you see, I wouldn't know where to place the bet. I don't know a single bookkeeper, you see.
Okay, hand me the phone.
Yeah, it is right there.
Hello, is this Frank? It's Harry. Say, put $2 more on my filly's nose, will you? Okay. Well, by golly, you're right, Frank. I didn't realize that.
What
do you know? We called up just in time. The horses are waiting at the post, all ready to go.
Oh, that's kind of exciting at that.
Hello, Frank. I might as well hold the line open here until the race is over.
Yes.
They're off, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Frank. At the quarter, she's in fourth place.
Fourth place? I knew I shouldn't have thrown away $2 like that.
At the half, she's running sixth.
Sixth? Say, look, who sent for you? That's what I would like to. I would like to get my money back.
At the three-quarter, she's last? Wonderful.
Wonderful? Tell him to call my bet officer. Don't
quiet,
call.
Quiet. Like to... She's moving up in the stretch.
Huh?
Now she's on the inside.
What's that?
Looks like she's going to get it, huh?
Oh, my.
She won it, huh? Wonderful.
She win it.
Hey, I knew she was going to win. Didn't you, mister?
Sure, I didn't have no doubts in it for 1 minute. How much did she pay?
Oh, yeah. Hello, Frank. What'd she pay?
How much she pay?
You're kidding me.
How much she pay?
Oh, I knew she was going to pay a hatful, but I never thought she was going to pay that price.
What was the price?
Okay, goodbye, Frank.
How much did she pay?
How do you like that, pal? That old goat of mine paid $154 for $2.
Yeah, $154.
Yeah.
Look, mister, I'm going to ask you never to come into this place again.
Me? Why?
Because you made me lose $616, that's why. I knew that this was being my unlucky day.
What do you mean, lose $616? You won $154, didn't you?
Yeah, but I wanted to bet $10 and you don't would let me. And I had to go and lose the difference. And I'll tell you something, mister. I'm only a small fellow. I can't afford to lose that much money. Next time, if I want for to bet $10, I'll bet it. And I'll not listen to wise guys like you. Oh, my, this is never could have happened to me if I only had my lucky half dollar.
Parky, I found your lucky coin.
You did? Where did you find it, Betty?
Right in your coat. It was in the upper right-hand pocket. And now you got it back again. You can stop worrying.
Yeah, Betty, you don't know what this means to me. But if I have this half a dollar again, look, I didn't have it all day long. And look at all the terrible things that happened to me. You see that?
Yeah. Oh, sure. A lot of terrible things happened to you.
They sure
did. The first thing that happened is that man from the bakery came in and he handed you a check for $116 that you knew nothing about.
I know, but...
And then the little lady brought in a 35-pound turkey that you won in a raffle that's worth, at least
$20. I know, but this
And then
was
a total stranger walked in here, gave you a tip on a horse... And you won $154 on it.
Yes.
Let's see, now, wait a minute. That all adds up to $290. Yeah. And you got all of that while you didn't have your lucky coin.
I know, Betty, but you see, here comes the man from the bakery again. Now that I got my lucky coin, you wait and see. My good luck is really start. Come right in. You must be bringing me plenty more money.
Aye. Yes. Remember me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the man from the bakery. I was in here earlier today.
I remember you, all right. Yeah. You're the man who made the mistake, $116. Am I
right?
Yeah,
that's fine. Right. But the mistake is much bigger than that.
Well, that's it, Betty.
Yeah, it's $290.
Oh, well, you owe me $290.
No, no, we don't owe you.
Yes.
You owe us.
I owe you?
Yeah. Our bookkeeper was really balled up, wasn't he, huh?
Yeah, he sure was.
Well, if you'll just give me your check for $290, I guess that'll just about make us even.
$290. Yeah. You know, here's a funny thing, mister. While I didn't have my lucky coin today, I just happened for to win $290 exactly.
Oh.
And since I found it just now, I got to give you back the $290.
Oh, well, at least you're lucky you broke even.
Yeah, it's pretty good luck to break even, yes. Mister, just to show you my appreciation, I am going for to give you this half a dollar, too.
What?
That's be my good luck coin.
You're giving me your good luck coin?
Yes, I had it for 28 years. You carry it for a while.
Next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rose, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 Shaw Daughters, and our big cast of funmakers. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris and is produced by Maurice Morton. This is Art Gilmore saying good night. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment.